Mike Leigh's most recent movie was Topsy Turvy, a lavish backstage comedy about Gilbert and Sullivan. The British filmmaker is best known for smaller contemporary films about the working class, films with playfully melodramatic titles like Secrets and Lies, High Hopes, and Life is Sweet. NPR's Bob Mondello says the most recent one, which opens today, is called All or Nothing.
The housing project Mike Leigh focuses on in southeast London is one of those concrete, soulless places where the scraggly trees look as desperate to be somewhere else as the people do. Nearly everyone there has limited prospects, but that doesn't necessarily leave them without cheer. Maureen, for instance, has a sunny disposition and a teasing sense of humor, which can be useful when dealing with a perpetually scowling teenage daughter.
I'll make you some mashed potato.
I want mashed potato.
Chips?
Have a few chips.
How many's a few?
A few.
Two?
Funny.
Three?
Shut up.
You going out tonight?
Yeah.
Where you going?
Out.
Oh, I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, it gets a bit packed though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Maureen's neighbors also have surly teenagers underfoot. Ron and Carol have a daughter who's becoming a bit of a sleaze, possibly because her parents are too drunk every night to punish her. And though Penny and Phil set a better example for their kids, they also have domestic problems. Phil has to borrow money from his daughter Rachel to gas up his cab some days, and their son Rory is forever getting into fights, all of which leaves Penny at her wit's end, especially when a family crisis hits and Phil seems to be off in a world of his own.
I'm determined to do it. Got to get started, get saving. Shouldn't take long. I work 7 days a week. Start early, finish late, do nights, weekends.
Phil, Rory is in hospital.
Yeah, sorry. But I made him a promise. I'm going to keep it.
What promise?
About going on holiday.
Phil, it ain't about going on holiday. It's about getting by, week in, week out. It ain't a game. Just because you suddenly got some bee in your bonnet about getting up in the mornings and going to work when you've been lying in bed for years till God knows what time. And we're all supposed to be grateful because you decided to do what normal people do. I get up in the mornings. Rachel gets up in the mornings. Make me sick.
If this argument sounds real enough to be part of a working-class documentary, chalk that up to writer-director Mike Leigh. As is his habit, he's workshopped and rehearsed All or Nothing until his actors scarcely seem to be acting. And that pays dividends, as in real life, which tends not to be neat. In Leigh's movies, there's always unexpected humor in crises and pathos in jokes. One of the director's great virtues is that he lets scenes play out fully. That showdown you just heard, for instance, is just a setup for a passionate, deeply felt encounter that threatens to untie all the knots in Phil and Penny's relationship, including some that may have been holding it together. Tim Spall, a jowly everyman who is maybe the most down-to-earth actor alive, exposes the sparks that still flicker in Phil, which gives Leslie Manville's Penny something to fan into flames, and does she ever. All or Nothing supporting cast, an almost Dickensian collection of misfits and malcontents, is just as good. Rich, human, satisfying characters, every one, who, as Leigh sees it, may feel they have nothing, but just can't help giving their all. I'm Bob Mondello.